Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you're too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is something that we don't know what the name is. Perceptions, misconceptions, misperceptions. Is that a word?
Gay people having perceptions about other gay people and us being gay and people having perceptions about us.
That is so simple.
Pulls those together.
So easy.
I feel like there's a booger in my nose. Hold on.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were going to.
Okay, is there?
Oh, my God. Sure.
Like, there's no, like, obnoxious booger. Like,
no. Did you just flick it behind my sofa?
No, I just kind of, like, tried to push whatever was.
You add it to your booger pile behind my sofa?
Just shoved her out there.
Okay. Yeah, I would say perceptions or misconceptions.
Sorry, I'm just trying to.
What is going on?
I'm trying to get comfortable here.
Jesus.
The people on video, I feel like, probably appreciate your patience of me so much more. The people that watch on video, because they see how, like, wild I am.
Oh, I also think, though, like, I have a face that I literally look like I want to strangle you to death.
In the meantime.
But that's just my face. And this, I think, adds to this episode.
Okay.
Like, I look super annoyed at you, but you are just super annoying. You know? But I still love you.
Yeah. That's great. I know. Every once in a while, like, I sent you that still the other day of the video.
It's literally like Brie, like, doing something, and I'm like,
you're like, whatever it is that I'm standing in front of you doing is disgusting.
You're probably smiling.
Breathing.
Disgusting.
Enjoying my day. Okay. So basically, stillness. Julia, every once in a while, has to go like this to me. She has to just be like, still.
Oh, that.
Like, just like, calm down.
Do you want me to break every single one of your fingers?
No, sometimes it's a nice checking because I don't even realize how, like, fidgety I'm being a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
People would tell me not to bite my nails. I don't actually bite my nails anymore. Sometimes I'll, like, put my fingers in my mouth, but I haven't bit my nails for years.
Yeah.
But when people would tell me to stop biting my nails,
drove you nuts.
I was like, how about you shut your fucking mouth? You know? First of all, it's a habit. Second of all, it's like anxiety induced.
Yeah.
And you telling me to not bite my nails is not going to break a 26-year habit or whatever.
Yeah, like, I'm not stopping today, Susan. So I know. Shut the fuck
you
up.
You stop biting your nails. I was like, oh my, you, that's done. I'll never do that again.
Now that you put it that way, I should stop biting my nails.
I fucking should.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you. No, I agree. Okay, so before we get started, I want to thank everyone for listening, but also tell everyone that they need to go follow or subscribe wherever
you're
they're listening.
On the Do More train.
Yeah, Do More on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening. Make sure to give us 5 stars if it's a platform that allows you to. Make sure to follow, subscribe. It really, really, really does make a difference. Seriously, really helps us out. Thank you genuinely so much for listening. I think this is our last episode of the year of 2021.
Yeah.
So that is, like, so cool. Thank you. Or another year of major fame and success.
Another year of explanations.
Of just explaining everything that's out there in the world.
Yeah. What was I going to say? What were you just talking about?
Thank you so much to our patrons.
No, what were you just saying?
Something about success and fame, how famous we are.
I know what it was going to be. See, I pulled it out of my brain.
Okay.
Isn't it funny that other podcasts, and now looking back at it, this probably would have been smart, but I'm also kind of in a way glad that we didn't do it.
Okay.
Isn't it funny that other podcasts have seasons?
Oh my God. It's so wild to me. I honestly, the only reason this podcast doesn't have that is because I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm glad we didn't know though, because
because it annoys me when podcasts have seasons.
And it makes it seem like, for us at least, and the style of content we make, it makes it seem like we would be doing something in those seasons off.
Like, we're like,
you know, we're
planning,
like,
our
coming
next
up with
content.
Great topics,
yeah.
Like really doing soul searching and all this. But no, like, if we had time off, we would maybe get more stories to talk about, but we would just be fuck bags no matter
what. It's just one of those things where I'm like, I was talking to someone who has a podcast that has seasons. They do like 10 episodes a season, and they take like 2 months off and they do another 10 episodes.
Okay, well. Have you ever tried working on your podcast?
No, honestly, I'm mind-boggled. Literally, people hang around in the in-between. I wouldn't. I like to listen every week when to my favorite podcasts.
Yeah. But once again, I think it might just be because
they're curating great content.
Or they need like research or, you know, I think there's other reasons why there would be.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we are like two people. Okay. That's not going to change. Still gay. You're gay.
I'm still gay.
Okay. Yeah, so okay. Yeah, let's record.
So let's do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to our patrons for supporting us with our 52 weeks a year, nonstop hustle.
Well, sometimes we make our own seasons, but it's just because we fuck up.
We're like, I think we're just going to end this right here for a couple
weeks.
Season
finale. Tune in next week for the continuation of the only season we've had.
And a huge shout out to Aiden, Emily, Kate, Olivia, Liz, Serena. Happy New Year. Love y'all so much. Thank you to our Gabers. Thank you for following us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast and personally at Sean Daltlusk and at Brianne Williamson. Let's get into perceptions.
Okay, this topic came up because of what I'm going to call a situation.
It was a situation.
It was.
If it's the situation I'm thinking of, it was a situation.
Well, you have stories, but I have. Is it my situation?
I think it's your situation.
Yeah, okay. So this situation, not going to name this person because I don't want to start another fight in Vancouver. Another enemy. Anyways, yeah. Bree and I. We're talking to somebody that I've known for years.
Yeah.
Not a super close friend of mine, an acquaintance.
Yeah.
We were speaking to them, hadn't spoken in forever. And I was.
First of all, I'm going to cut you off. This was funny because I forced Sean to come out with me.
Yes.
Like when I say forced, that's. I don't take that lightly. No, I literally was like, you are coming out with me.
Yeah.
So then we went out, and Sean is very much like. A homebody, I would say. You like to go to like small gatherings.
Yeah.
And you like a dinner. Like you like a, you know.
Dirty slut for a dinner.
Yeah.
Dinner
I love
party.
That about you. Love that about you. But what I'm saying is a lot of, I wouldn't say that there's many instances that you would run into like old acquaintances because it's usually a very curated space when you are socializing.
True.
So anyways, this was a non-curated space.
No.
Okay.
Not a curation in sight.
Yeah.
And so we were talking to this person that I've known for years, and I basically was just kind of congratulating them on what they were doing with their life, yada, yada, just, you know, shooting the shit. And they basically, not in a shady way to this person at all,
no.
But they basically were shocked that I was being nice to them, I think, first of all. And second, shocked because Bree said that I only had nice things to say about them. And they were convinced that I guess this whole time I was just shit talking them.
This was so funny because Sean was talking to this person and I really like this person and
so do I.
No, exactly. Okay. Exactly. I'm just
I was
saying,
like, you throwing me under the bus.
No. I'm just saying like there was no amount of me, like there was no part of me, which is what kind of like flamed this topic, if you will, that I find it fascinating
flamed
because
it.
There was there was not even like a grain of me that would have assumed that this person would have had the perception that you would have anything bad to say about them.
Right.
Because I've known you what now for 5 years?
Yeah.
And it's not like this
person.
How long
have I had depression? 5 years.
It's not like this person comes up often, but like they are very much on the Vancouver scene, and any time they do come up, nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
And same on my end. So when I said just kind of what I thought would be in a flattering way, I didn't think it would bring anything up.
Right.
So I was just like, you know, you were talking to this person, I think I was getting drinks. I came back and I was like, oh, like Sean's always had like, you know, great things to say or great, like, I don't know, things to say about you. And they were like, oh, really? And I was like, what do you mean? Oh, really? Like, I was so confused. Yeah. I thought they were joking. They're like, then they were like dead serious. They really thought that you, their perception was that you would not have great things to say about them.
Yeah.
And I found that so fascinating because I'm like, it really is. It's moments like that in life where you realize that we are all just like little specks, and you have no idea what other people are thinking about
for
you,
sure,
or what they like think of how you perceive them.
But I also think that directly ties into how some mm-hmm. people listen to this podcast.
Yes.
Because I roast you for being like incredibly short and old. And I just roast, I would say mostly I roast you.
Right.
But one, I think a lot of people would assume, or one would assume, that because I roast you, I'm just like out here roasting everybody, which is true.
You roast all of your friends.
Yes. But I also think a lot of people might assume that my roast is coming from a place of hatred,
right,
instead of a place of just making myself laugh.
Or I also think that some people might think, like, I can genuinely say this for the listeners, Sean does not talk badly about people, that, and take this with a grain of salt, because I don't mean that you talk badly about people in our circle,
yeah,
but like genuinely I've never heard you randomly bring up like a friend of a friend or an acquaintance and be like, ugh, that person, or yeah, I don't like this about that person, or you'll never forget, I'll never forget this about this person.
I'll cut you off because that's not true.
What?
But, well, I talk shit about people, but
I don't think you do.
No, but I'm
you talk
following
about
this
people
up.
That you
I can
hang
give
out
you examples.
Oh
yeah. Well, I talk shit about acquaintances, but I wouldn't say it's unnecessarily mean. And it's only, I would say,
okay,
you can tell me if I'm wrong,
I'm trying to think of these instances. Okay.
I would say it's only grounded in fact or things that I have been a part of. Like, I talk shit,
right,
about somebody if they've wronged me or my friends, or
right,
they have an attitude, or they've said something terrible, or they've,
right,
you know, because I can think of people that I've talked shit about, but I'm not thinking of these things out of the blue.
Right. But I also think that, like, yeah, I think that people's perception of you is that you would just, like, I don't know, that I feel like people think that you're harsher on people than you are. And again, I'm saying this with a grain of salt because I do think you're harsh on people.
For sure.
I do think you're harsh on people, and I do think, like, but it's not like, it's not like gossipy. You're not a,
right,
gossiper. I think that's what I'm trying to say. You're very like straight up and straightforward. And if you have something to say about like a friend or me or whatever it is, ooh, you say it.
Yeah.
But you're not like, oh my God, I've got this piece of gossip about this random person in the community. Like,
right,
I don't think that I can think of an instance about that.
I think another time, especially in the queer community,
yeah,
that this kind of came to my attention, mm-hmm, that people might have different perceptions of me, was when there were those Vancouver gay is the one that I went on a few dates with,
right,
that I thought very nicely and accurately, maybe not nicely because it was still kind of like a breaking of anything going on and switching into a friendship, but I thought I was incredibly, maybe the bluntness was taken wrong, but I explained why I was feeling a certain way,
okay,
and said, this is how I'm feeling, would love to be friends. To me, it was
yeah,
it was not malicious. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the end of that. And then they made fake Instagram accounts, were like saying transphobic things to my friends, were saying very thinly veiled, the kind of almost death threats. And I think in their mind, they thought I was talking shit about them all over the town. I was,
right,
I was building this whole situation, when for me, it was, that was done and I was moving on. Like, I think they thought that I thought it was something bigger. So they were kind of, you know, they thought we were dealing in the same realms, but I was like, what is happening? Because for me, it was nothing.
I think also what people don't realize is that you don't really talk to people in general. No, I'm actually serious. Like, shade, but not shade.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you're like I said earlier, it's not like you're like about town, just spreading the goss and like talking to people.
No, I'm you have in a
very
a tower,
close, you have
like
a very,
Rapunzel,
yeah.
Except I have short hair, which means you can never come up the tower.
It's like, it's not like, and even when we do, yes, we have a podcast, so I roll at that, but we never mention anybody by name or anything like that. So it's not like, it's not like you
that's
have
the thing.
A
if
large
I was about,
circle where you're really just...
If I was about the drama and about being mean, I
let
could
it rip.
Do it.
Okay, we've spent too much time on the fact that you're mean. You're mean. We get it.
Yeah.
Joke, you're not. You're not.
I would say I'm mean, but I'm also...
But it was interesting to see this person's perspective, that because of their experience with you, not because you were mean to them, but they perceived that you would think less of them.
Yeah.
Is what I got from it.
That's what I got out of it.
And I thought, doesn't that just hit home? Because I feel like everyone can relate to like harboring feelings about a certain person and feeling a certain way about them. When you think about it in like current day, you're like, I haven't seen that person in 10 fucking years. Who are they? They're a completely different person.
I think, I'm sure you saw it, a local performer, a Vancouver performer, posted on their story that I guess they were saying that they had kind of beefs with a bunch of people.
Okay.
And that now they were at a place years later that they were actually talking to these people that they had these stupid beefs with over the years and realizing that it was like they were beefing for something small, or it was just a complete miscommunication and they actually had a lot in common with that person. I think this is very that.
I think we also have to acknowledge that a lot of times when you're queer, where you're making these friends is like out at bars, you know, a lot of people are drinking. Maybe like things get said in passing that are misconstrued or miscommunicated. Maybe
misperceived.
And it's just,
it's like in the movie when they say the title of the movie, that's what just happened.
Wow. That was magical. Thank you for that. Is my kombucha gone? No, it's still so party.
No, there's like backwash in there for sure. No, you got about an inch of backwash.
You're good. I personally, when I think about that too hard, it stresses me the fuck out.
Right.
It goes back to like how we've talked about on this episode or on this podcast on certain episodes about like trying to make friends and like having interactions with people that I feel like, because that's their only experiences with me, have crafted this whole like perception of me and who I am. Maybe I said something awkward. I've talked about how on this podcast or through this podcast, I've met listeners out, and I'm worried that like if I react a certain way or if I say a certain thing, if I sound dumb, then their whole perception of me is going to change. Like when I think too much about other people's perceptions and how I live differently in other people's minds and I have zero control over that, that stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah. One that I had very recently, and by very recently, I mean today, was I was thinking about how people I work with,
right,
not necessarily my coworkers, but more people like one step outside of that, must perceive me in comparison to how they would perceive me if they even listen to this podcast.
Right.
Because at work, I would say I'm quite quiet and more reserved. And I would say 90% of that is because I feel like I'm going to say something stupid or I don't want to misspeak. So I would say I kind of just like pare things down.
Yeah.
But I think people would be shocked to find out that I like talk experience joy or like crack jokes, you know?
Yeah.
But that's their perception would be that I am quieter when I never shut up in real life.
Yeah. And I think as human beings, we wear different hats and it's just natural to in different social situations. I
look bad in some of them.
Absolutely. In different social situations, you're going to act slightly different. It's maybe still your true self, but you're just kind of like adjusting to the surroundings.
Yeah.
Or, you know, everyone can relate to, you know, putting your foot in your mouth every now and again for bucks on the internet, right?
Absolutely. Putting your feet in peanut butter for bucks on the internet. I think everybody can relate to these
everyone
things.
Everyone can relate to those things.
So when were you misperceived, Miss Williamson?
Well, okay, here's the thing. I feel like I am very outspoken, and I feel like I also have a strong personality in the sense that I feel like more than maybe other people, I give opportunities to be perceived.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people...
You're very visible.
I'm very out there. So I'm very
audible.
Yes. So I'm aware that because of that, I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And I'm also aware that in certain situations, it might be perceived as like I'm being loud or annoying or like, oh, that's weird. Why did she just come say hi to me? She hardly fucking knows me. Or, you know, different things like that. So I'm aware of those things. I think that's just kind of like part of who I am, if I'm honest. And it would be very hard for me to it would be very hard for me to bring that down.
Yeah.
But it, I would be lying if I said that it doesn't make me want to not do that. Like, there's been times where I'm like about to go out or I'm about to go to a party and I'm like, I'm just going to be the person tonight who doesn't talk a lot. Because the social anxiety afterwards of being myself is so fucking stress inducing,
right,
that I'm like, maybe I will just tonight not. And that's sad to me because it like stresses me out that much that I'm like, it's just my insecurities of feeling like I'm filling too much space, taking up too much air. Like, you know, everyone has their things that they've been told about in their life, that about their personality. That's like, oh my God, you're so loud or you're so this, that it makes you insecure. You think everyone thinks you're fucking annoying. Anyways, when we were talking about this podcast in particular, this topic, I don't know if I've told you this story.
Okay, well, I'll tell you if you've...
Okay, if I have...
You don't remember that you have a podcast story on most weeks.
That's true.
So.
That's true.
You're like, we should do an episode.
I'm like, oh my God.
That we talk...
About being gay.
Being gay. And I'm like, yeah, we actually have 155 of those.
Yeah. So either way, I feel like the listeners should hear this because I think it really sums up how the world can work. And it actually, when I heard this story about myself, it made me realize that I need to check my own perceptions on other people and realize like how valid they may be, because I think part of growing up is realizing that maybe people make mistakes, people grow, people are different, people, you might have just gotten like one weird sample or someone had an off night or whatever it was. Or in this case, you might have just got a completely altered reality.
Hey, Gabers, today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention, and it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Okay, so this is so weird to me. I was on vacation with my girlfriend, okay? On this vacation...
Like, do you mean like Julia?
Julia.
Okay, I was like, or in a... This is a recent. This is girlfriend.
No, this okay. This is this past summer.
Okay.
I'm on vacation, and during this vacation, we happen to meet a lesbian couple.
Okay.
Okay? I actually don't know if they both identify as lesbian, but they both identify as women, and they're dating.
Okay.
Okay? We meet them on this vacation, and then naturally, as you do with other queer people, couples, we're like, oh, we should like hang out more. Okay?
Okay.
This isn't part of the story, so don't dive too deep.
I was just trying to think if I too deep. Could cling on to any of these details.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Got it. You probably know by now if I had told you. Anyways, so we were like, let's hang out, right? So we had, met them a few times in passing, And we actually finally set up a time for the four of us to hang out. We went to a brewery. We had a lot of fun. And then after that, they were like, oh, we should like hang out again. And I remember saying to Julia, like, oh my God, this is so great. Because like, how often is it that you just meet random people, like I've talked about on this podcast, and you like really hit it off? Like, we really liked, enjoyed hanging out with this couple.
Why am I nervous?
No, it's just funny. It's just funny. It is a good story, though, I will say. So I'm like,
on the edge of my seat already.
Yeah, geez. So I'm like, yeah, this is great. Like, they want to hang out with us again. It's really nice. Also, as a couple, I think people in relationships can relate to the fact that, like, as a couple, it's really great when you find another couple that, like, all four people get along and, yeah, like, everyone's clicking and the whole thing.
Must be tough for you, usually.
Thanks, Sean. So we are at this second official second hangout. Okay. We've met them maybe, I don't know, over five times at this point. Okay. In passing. So we're at this second hangout and it's been nothing but good vibes so far. It's great. And then basically, I don't remember how it got brought up, but it's one of those typical conversations of like, oh, you're from Vancouver. Like, who do you know there? Who knows who? Like, do you know anyone from here? You know, like, queer world is a small world.
The rundown.
The rundown. Doing
the rundown.
Exactly. And they go, in so many words, well, we weren't going to bring this up, but one of their, I don't remember, so I'm probably going to get this wrong, one of their roommates or friends or very close friends.
Okay.
This is how the game of telephone starts, okay? So one of their roommates,
you definitely haven't
or told very me this close story, friends is or was friends with my ex, okay? So immediately they're like, oh, we weren't going to bring this up, but do you know so-and-so? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know so-and-so. I know them because they used to date this other person on the scene.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, they don't know you because of that. They know you because they were friends with your ex. And honestly, I didn't even know they were friends with my ex. I knew them. My perception of them, my connection with them was through dating this totally other person that had zero connection to my ex.
Okay.
So I'm first like trying to piece it together like, oh, okay. Like, this person knows my ex. That's interesting. I never knew they were friends. And then I'm like, oh, wait, how do you know that's like my ex? You know what I mean? Like, how did this all come up? And they were like, oh, like, basically you could tell they didn't want to say.
Of course.
And I was like, okay, well, we're in too deep now. You got to fucking spill then the beans.
That's also when I'm like, tell me.
Oh, and also when my anxiety is like through the roof, like, what did I do? Because you know me, I am willing to apologize when I'm wrong. Like, I will take accountability.
Yeah.
For shit that I've wrong. Like, honestly, part of my stress about perceptions is that I'm sure a lot of the stuff I just don't know offended people, or I don't know, maybe I don't even remember saying it, or it seemed like a small instance for me and for them it was a big instance. Like, it stresses me out, the idea that there could probably be so many like situations squashed if I even knew that that person had like a concern with me or felt like I didn't like them or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the idea that there's people out there that maybe think that I don't like them or think that I sucked for certain things that could be like probably explained. Totally. Or apologized for.
Yeah.
You know? So immediately I'm like, oh fuck, like, what did I do? Like, what's going on? Because my perception of my ex, this particular ex that they were talking about,
okay,
is that they very much like wronged me. Okay. So I'm like, you could tell that they were,
they didn't, they, what they got was
their
the
perception
same.
Was that I wronged my ex.
Yes.
So instead of telling me, you know, they're doing the whole like, we like to make our own,
oh well, it, we just heard this.
Yeah, yeah. And we like to make our own opinions on people. Like, so then it stresses me out. I'm like, oh my God, this whole time.
Also, if you were saying we like to make our own opinions, I'm like, oh, you already have an opinion.
Well, and I'm also sitting there, I'm stressed out because I'm like, so this entire time when I've thought this is just like a fresh start,
you've actually had
this whole like storyline about who I am and how I was with my ex and like everything else beforehand. So then I'm like, oh my God, what is it? Like, this stresses me the fuck out because I didn't know anything about these people. So like, I thought it was a fresh start. And that's another thing that stresses me out of perceptions is you never know who knows things about you. Like, and who thinks this certain ways. Like, it's such a stress hole, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm like,
you need to
guys?
See like a chiropractor or something.
Oh yeah. I know my whole body's fucked up from dancing for years. Like, there's no chiropractor is going to solve that.
Okay. Just cuts your arms off.
I'm just. So I'm like, guys, I'm going to level with you. I wish I was the kind of person that could just let this go. You make your own opinions on me. I'm going to need you to tell me what the hell you're talking about because I'm so fucking stressed right now that I've done something awful that I don't remember or that you think I've done something awful. And I need to know what the hell this is. So finally, they're like, okay, like, we'll tell you, but like, seriously, we don't think anything different of you because of this.
You were a whore back then, but now I'm judging that you're not one.
I'm like, joke's on you. Yeah. So the story goes, the story that they got, which is also very weird because from their friend or roommate or whoever this was, that person like doesn't know me at all. Okay. So it's a game of telephone already at this point. Okay. It's two layers deep to them. And I'm like, that person, it's also weird to think that that person who I have actually like no connection to also has this big opinion on me and like obviously sat down and had a full fucking conversation about me. Like, it's so weird as a human being to think that stuff happens. So the story goes that the ex that I had told this person and who knows how many other people.
Okay.
That the reason that I dumped them was because they cut their hair. When I tell you my jaw was on the fucking floor.
That's, I did not expect that
either. I started laughing. I was like, what? But it's like when you're like a crazy person in, or not a crazy person in an insane asylum and you're trying to explain to someone that you're not crazy. They're like, okay, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, that is not what happened at all. And they kept being like, it's okay.
It
we
was
don't
a
care.
Bad haircut. Yeah.
No, they were like, everyone's young and does dumb things.
Well, I'm going to use the powers of deduction here.
Yes.
And I know that every single one of your partners, except for Julie, has cheated on you.
Yes.
So I'm going to say it was because they cheated on you.
Okay, so then I all of a sudden feel like I owe these people a timeline of events.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stressed at this point. I'm like, my name has been slandered. I'm like, what the actual fuck is out there? So I start, much to their probably like we're trying to enjoy our brunch, settle down, crazy lady. I start telling them the timeline of like, no, actually, they cut their hair like 6 months prior to things between us ending. That had zero to do with it. But it was also such a ridiculous claim that I'm like, how am I even arguing that I didn't break up with them because they cut their hair?
Yeah.
I'm like pulling up video receipts back on my Instagram. I'm like, here's a video of me videoing them cutting. Like, I went with them to the haircut and I was like, yay, you look so good. It's a video on my Instagram. Like,
the haircut didn't bother me. Them fucking their barber after is what bothered me.
So I'm like, oh my God, you look amazing. Like, yeah. I'm hyping them up. We had like a couple photos after that where I'm like hyping them up. I'm like, okay, there's that date. Like, I look like a crazy person pulling up receipts that these people quite frankly don't care about getting.
Yeah.
But I'm like at this point stressed because I'm like, these people genuinely this entire time have thought of this person who like is so immature that I'm like out here breaking up with people
over a haircut.
And they're like, you can tell, you
which
know,
you have done, but not this time.
You know, when you're telling people things and you can tell they don't believe you, and then it gets more frustrating.
Yeah.
Cause they kept just being like, instead of being like,
you're spinning your wheels. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. And instead of being like, oh my God, that's so crazy that they said that about you. They were like, people are young and say dumb things. Like, people do dumb things. We don't care. We have our own opinion.
We're all learning.
And I'm like, oh my God, like, you guys actually believe this. And to be fair, like, their good friend told them this and they've had this opinion, or not opinion, but story about me for so long.
Yeah.
And also, who would make that up? So they were probably like, well, why would that be the story if that's not what happened? So I'm like telling them at the time, I'm like, okay, they cut their hair on this date. Here's the fucking receipts. Meanwhile, my poor girlfriend sitting next to me, like, I really don't care about any of this. And then I'm like, okay, so then they started cheating on me, from what I know, 2 months after that. And then they cheated on me another time, and this time. And then I walked in on them hooking up with their ex on Valentine's Day when we were supposed to be, like, I'm literally giving the whole fucking, and then I'm like, then I gave them another chance after that. And then they fucking fucked around again. Like,
okay,
I literally am going in like a crazy person.
Yeah.
All because I'm this, like, is
all adding to them
thinking I'm absolutely nuts. Possible. Thinking I'm absolutely fucking they're like, bonkers.
It's making sense now.
So I've now divulged to these pretty much strangers my entire rundown of being cheated on and this toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Because I've found out, and to be fair, who knows if my ex said this or it was a game of telephone and somehow it
totally
came to be from this other person or whatever. But then my mind starts going, oh my God, how many people out there think that I broke up with them because of their hair?
That's a hard one to
because
get over.
I genuinely wouldn't put it past them if they just didn't want to tell people it was because of the things that they did.
For sure.
So they were like,
I cut my hair around the same
time. Hates the hair.
Yeah. I was fist deep in my ex, but I did have shorter hair then. So that, I think, might make more sense.
But isn't that was just the wildest example for me about that? Because I'm like, that was years ago. And there's at least a handful of people that have thought that about me.
Yeah.
And clearly you could tell also that was the tip of the iceberg, because there was like, basically, they were like, we make our own opinions, like blah, 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 blah. So clearly my ex, or at least some of my ex's friends, had left out some receipts,
a few details
here and there, a few cheating scandals here and there. And it had instead like had this
haircut,
this haircut. As you do.
We make our own judgments and we have no haircuts
scheduled.
Up, okay?
Don't worry.
So we can hang out.
Don't worry. And that was just the weirdest thing, because I'm like, I left that situation just feeling so unsettled, because I was like, also, like, if they had never brought that up, I would have just never known that. And it's honestly, it's not a big deal. Who cares? Okay, let's say I did break up with someone over their fucking hair.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not the worst thing that could be out there about me. I'm sure, I promise you there's worse. But I just, it was just that weird, like, see behind the curtain moment of like, oh my God, like every other human being, there's conversations that happen about you when you're not around, and everyone has a different perspective of you.
Oh yeah. And I think that it happens all the time, but I think exes is like a prime example of that.
Oh yeah.
I would say that I have never really done anything horrific to end a relationship.
No, me neither.
But I am so curious, like you said, if I was to talk to friends of my exes, what they got.
Oh, to because, be a fly, you know, on the wall.
First of all, there's that thing that when a breakup happens, you just feel like you're obviously going to stick with your friend.
Yes.
But then I think there's the added like portion of that, that some of it is you feel like you got to stick with your friend because the other person absolutely wronged them.
Yes. Because the thing is that you don't have access to those people.
Yeah.
So I think I'm a little naive to think that some of the people that have potentially wronged me in the past in relationships
aren't absolutely shitting on your name.
Well, not even that, but just would fill people in about that.
Right.
Because honestly, why would they, like, unless it was maybe a really close friend, like, why would they be like, oh yeah, we ended because I'm a shitty partner who cheated on her a million times.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So this does actually make sense, though, that I sometimes see comments on your Instagram that say salon savage, you know, and I see you delete those pretty quickly. But now I see why.
I have a filter on this. Yeah, yeah. If anything's mentioned, barber like
breakup,
that.
You know, all these are starting to make sense.
Yeah. So I just like, I don't know. That was like a really weird like moment because obviously with any of those things, I'm very aware that that's not like the only thing that could be out there about me. I know like.
Can I tell you, it's certainly not.
Yeah, there's thousands of things about everyone and there's no way that you can control those things.
Yeah.
And even in that moment where I was given an opportunity to explain it, I could tell it still wasn't hitting. And it's very hard to change perceptions.
Totally.
Like it's hard to change first impressions, second impressions, if someone's heard a story about you. And I think the learning comes from not wishing that I could change those about me more, but just being a better adult in acknowledging when I have opinions about people that maybe come from smaller things that I can just let go of.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
But can you fucking believe?
So if anybody listening is planning on getting a haircut, I would say probably don't show Brie.
That's the thing. I loved the haircut. I not only did I love the haircut, I was one of the people fighting for the haircut. I was like, you should get that haircut. Judgments on that. I was a haircut stan.
Don't worry.
I loved the haircut. I thought it was cool as fuck. I was team haircut, if you will. Some might say I was the haircut's number one fan.
Sounds like it. Others might say differently.
I just, that...
haircut.
Very rarely have I felt that I would need to like call up my ex and be like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah, that's a good is one.
But that in that moment I was like, do I have to make a phone call right now and be like, are you telling people that I cut you out of my life because you cut your hair out of your life? Like is that
that's
and what, also two tiers to that. One, is that what you're telling people to save face? Or two, is that genuinely what you think happened?
I kind of like that angle.
Like, can you imagine? They're out there thinking that that's how it ended. Like, their perception is they're that that's like the end. They're just,
like, sleeping around, but they're like, that haircut really did.
Okay. Anyways. Perceptions. If you were out there, if you were listening, try not to get too stressed about the fact that everyone is talking shit about you and thinking things about you. If you're out there
listening, don't even think about perceiving me or Brie.
Don't perceive me.
Don't ever perceive
me. I can't think of anything ruder than perceiving me.
No, no, no.
Disgusting. Yeah. But also try and change your perceptions on, be open to changing your perceptions on other people.
Yes.
Be open for a new experience when it comes to like first, second, third impressions. Be open to your own opinions as these very kind people. And I also want to say on the off chance, why would they listen? But on the off chance that they did, these two people that we went to brunch and stuff with are fantastic. And we still very much like them and would love to hang out with them. So like jokes aside, they are just don't get a haircut. Yeah. But jokes aside, they are fantastic people. And I think that's why it was so sad to me because I was like, oh my God, do they think I'm like this awful, mean haircut person?
Well, most of Vancouver does. So
this is just
my
another...
laptop's gonna die. So
okay. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. Make sure to follow, subscribe, find us on social media at I Can Explain Podcast, and personally at Sean.Leskin at Brian Williamson. And until next time, we will see you around the neighborhood. See you next year.
Bye.